Czech Environment Minister Pavel Drobil stepped down on Wednesday. His announcement followed the release of recordings made by the head of a department at his ministry, Libor Michalek, purporting to show Mr. Drobil's advisor pressuring him into corruption aimed at funding the minister's political career. Another tape appeared to show Mr. Drobil offering Mr. Michalek a promotion if he destroyed the original evidence. Pavel Drobil's Civic Democrat Party boss, Prime Minister Petr Nečas, is standing by him, and both argue that his only mistake was a poor choice of subordinates. Jan Richter spoke to the commentator Eric Best about the implications of the latest Czech corruption scandal.
You can already see that the Czech politicians are actually better at denial of corruption than the media is of getting them to admit any kind of activity. If something like this had happened in another country, a Western country, the minister would have left in disgrace, but actually he appeared, Mr. Drobil, the environment minister, appeared on the main late evening TV program, TV News last night, and did a remarkable job at defending himself and trying to put the blame on others. And because of the way the public and the media are conditioned, he actually, I think, got away with it. So he's already rehabilitating himself. The very day he resigned, and of course he hasn't actually left office yet, he's already in the process of rehabilitating himself.
In this, he seems to have full support of Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who repeated many times that he was standing by Mr. Drobil. Why do you think he's doing it? Do you think the case is not as clear-cut as it might seem, in that Mr. Michalek has recordings of Mr. Drobil basically trying to cover up corruption, or do you think that Mr. Nečas might have a point in there?
Well, my feeling is that we have enough information to understand what actually transpired, and that it is a bigger issue of the support within ODS, and I suspect that, without any evidence, of course, I suspect that Mr. Nečas was told that he needs to support Mr. Drobil, otherwise his position within the party would be weakened. And by doing this, Nečas has, in a sense, weakened himself, because he's shown support for someone who is evidently not worthy of that kind of support, but at the same time he has shown within ODS that he's willing to play a team game.
Minister Drobil resigned after a meeting of coalition leaders yesterday. What do you make out of how the government that calls itself anti-corruption, the government, how do you see them reacting to the whole affair?
Well, I think the perhaps most interesting thing is the way the party, especially ODS, have reacted to the whistleblower, in this case Mr. Michalek from the Environmental Fund, because just yesterday or the day before, the Interior Minister, run by the Public Affairs Party, VV, put out a list of anti-corruption measures, and one of them was support of whistleblowers and encouraging whistleblowers. And I suppose it must have been a typo. I suppose they meant to say not support whistleblowers, but suppress whistleblowers, because Mr. Michalek is actually being blamed for everything that's happening. And he is not directly getting the same kind of blame from the other two parties, but certainly they have not been very emphatic in trying to eliminate or trying to criticize this corruption. So I think it's a situation where they realize, the other two parties realize, that they are susceptible to something like this in the future, and that they don't want to be seen as fighting too much against their coalition partner.
Commentator Eric Best talking there to my colleague Jan Richter.